3 minutes after six. We have a quorum?
We do have a quorum present.
And then now we need to approve the minutes for March the 29th. Has everyone had a chance to review them? Scott, now you have.
Oh, you're
complimenting, so is there any?
Absolutely.
All right, do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Aye.
Okay, you didn't put the minutes in the packet that you printed out from here.
I'm sorry, I didn't put the minutes in there?
It's okay, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Yes.
Okay. Items to be considered and act upon. Public hearing to consider a request to rezone 1.859 acres from LR, Local Retail, Interstate 20 OD, Interstate Highway 20 Overlay District to Commercial, I-20 Overlay District, Interstate Highway 20 Overlay District, Lot 1R, Block 3, El Chico South, City of Willow Park, Parker County, Texas, located at 108 South Ranch House Road. We're going to open the public hearing. Everyone line up. Ready? Or, oh, you're going to tell us about it first.
Yes.
Sorry.
This is a 1.859 acre lot, and it's developed with a 17,800 square foot commercial building. The properties, or the majority of the properties along South Ranch House Road, are currently zoned commercial and are in the I-20 overlay district also. To make this property more in line with the existing zoning of the other properties, this request comes forth for commercial zoning. It will also be in the I-20 overlay district as identified. The property is located in planning area 4 as identified in the city's comprehensive plan, and this is the area that is adjacent on either side of the interstate. It's seen as a prime location for retail and commercial uses, and due to the high visibility of the corridor, there are higher design standards for this area. Anything in the I-20 overlay has additional design standards above the commercial zoning. The property owner is requesting this to further enhance the use of the commercial property. Property owners were notified, and you have the list of property owners at the back of your packet, and notice of public hearing was published in the community news. You will conduct your public hearing to consider comments regarding the zoning request, and the applicant is here, Mr. Austin Riley, if you have questions. You have the application, you also have the site plan, an aerial photo of the property, the zoning map and the future land use map, and I would be happy to answer any questions of the staff report.
So how much outside the 1.859 acres takes up that retail currently? Will there any be left over?
There is a small, on this lot, this will encompass all of this lot. There is another small area just to the south that still carries that local retail zoning, but everything else on both sides of the street going to the south, until you get to the Willow Park Baptist Church property, which is still zoned R1, which is permitted for the church. Mm-hmm. Everything else, if you look on the zoning map, is commercial in the I-20 overlay. So this is pretty much just kind of a cleanup to eliminate that spot. Mm-hmm. And there are not any existing uses within the existing building that would become non-compliant at this time.
So the railhead would stay in there?
Yes, the railhead's actually on down to the south. But as far as this building itself, the existing lease spaces, those would be still be compliant, the tenants in those.
Because there's pro cuts.
There's pro cuts and...
yeah, it's service-oriented.
Service-oriented businesses, so they all still comply.
Okay. So the only thing that this would eliminate is for sale business or, trying to think other, I mean, restaurant basis and.
Yeah, the restaurant is still allowed. Commercial just, there's not a lot of.
I was gonna say, it's not a lot of definition under.
No, there's a few uses. Maybe a little heavier retail. I think the commercial does allow for the, would allow for drive-through service if it was like for a restaurant or a coffee shop or something like that, it would allow for that. I guess it would allow for the drive-through for the cleaners, because I know the one across the street, which is commercial, allows for that. I think those are the primary differences between the retail and commercial.
Does our local retail, we have to do a variance if they want a drive-through?
They would.
Okay.
Yeah, they would if they were, if it was not local, if it was not. They would either have to seek rezoning, actually they couldn't do a variance, they'd have to do a special use permit.
Did y'all wanna add anything or?
No, I mean, I can clarify that a little bit, you know, I mean, we, so to give you a little background on us, just because you probably would like to know. So Dalton and his family, our family, and then another family called the Hyder family, who's the original owner of that center, we all own that together. That's the partnership, that's the MDR partnership. We partnered together on a number of those properties with the Hyder family. This happened to be one of them, we really liked this one. I grew up out here, and we're excited about being able to kind of bring it up to standards, you know, and just reskin it, you know, put some stone on it, put new signage out, redo the landscaping, all that kind of stuff. That stuff doesn't require a zoning change, but we just want to kind of do some cleanup. And, you know, we're long-term holders. We don't sell anything. And so at some point, you know, this may be redeveloped, and we just want to just go ahead and take care of some of that stuff right now.
Yeah.
You know, well, I think we should. And then to the drive-through piece, we were looking at maybe if, you know, an end cap or something like that, potentially utilizing that space for drive-through. It may come about if a tenant requests it, and that might make it easier to get, you know, some sort of a drive, you know, on the end cap.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, it's really just a cleanup, and we just felt like it was probably appropriate time to do that since we're new owners. So that's us.
Are you looking to move any of these businesses out that exist there already? Or?
No, you know, we're going to bring the building up, you know, enhance the, like I said, the exterior. And, you know, I think by doing that, it's going to push rates up. And so, you know, we'd like to keep people if they're willing to stay in there. But we also, you know, we'd like to attract really good tenants as well to a well-built center. So we'll see what happens, but right now, you know, there's leases in place, and then we'll have the ability to go and kind of renegotiate those leases based on what we're planning on doing. And we're in the process of going through architectural renderings, and all that stuff will come forth, you know, shortly, but we're doing that right now, so.
Anything else?
Do we know when the building was built? I'm just trying to think when the I-20.
My first job was there at Mr. Jim's.
What was that? 2 years ago?
I moved them in there. Yeah. No, that was a lot longer than that. That was like 20 years ago.
Was it?
I want to say it was in the 90s.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure, when was the I-20 overlay district established?
Early to mid 2000s.
Okay. So currently, I would assume the building is more grandfathered in versus updated. Obviously, they're going to want to update it. Of course, any updates that y'all make, we're going to have to meet
sure.
the design standards and requirements yeah. of that for the 20 overlay, which is fairly regulated based on, I think they've changed it a little bit. But.
Right. It's really more aesthetic
yeah.
than anything.
Is when the
I-20 was okay. established. So yes, it is
grandfathered. Okay. I mean, that was really the only question. I mean, I don't see any reason, or I don't see any issue other than Billy asked the question I was probably gonna ask the most, was the purposing of going to retail versus commercial, but you need more versatile use in that building. That building has been vacant. You know, I mean, you're probably, what, 3/4 full, maybe half full of
the
building now?
Well, no, I mean, there's that one in cap space that, you know, quite frankly, I mean, we could fill it, but we're gonna wait until we do the improvements, because I think at the end of the day, I could see getting more of like an F&B type use to where, you know, you could maybe punch out a patio or do something like that to really, like, you know, make that center pop.
Yeah.
So we don't have any plans right now, but, you know, we feel like once we start that process, then the tenants will respond to that.
Yeah. No, you've got a lot of mixed use in there now. That's what I was kind of concerned about too, is I think office space under retail, but really you've got your title company that's in there. I think Edward Jones, are they still?
Yeah.
I see their sign. I never know if they're there or not. You have the market. The market's there too, right?
Yeah, one of the things that we're actually contemplating, if you look at the site plan today, is you know, we'll get rid of a drive, you know, to make it a little bit safer. There's some grade, as you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what we're looking at doing is actually getting rid of a drive because we don't need it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we basically fill that in. That'd be landscaped. And you pick up a couple extra parking spots.
Yeah.
We're overparked as it is, I think.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, but if you had a restaurant or something like that, that'll soak that up real quick.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I know Jared would ask about, I mean, obviously the building was approved back in the 90s on this parking space. If they do any updates or anything, are they going to have to meet any more requirements, especially if they start bringing in larger commercial businesses or anything, or they have to meet any kind of parking requirement or anything for that?
They will meet the, they'll need to meet the total parking requirement for the building.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Just as they would now. Parking, the parking is not actually grandfathered. In other words, if they turn around and change something now, if the parking requirements that were in effect when the building was built, if they change tenants that require additional parking, they still have to put that in.
Okay. That's all I got, man. Sir.
All right. Anything else? All right. We'll open the public hearing. Okay, we're going to close the public hearing now and make a recommendation. So I have a motion.
I make a motion to approve agenda item number 1 as read.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Was there anything else on our to-do list tonight?
That's all we have this evening.
Meeting adjourned at 6:16.